Welcome to If These Walls Could Talk, a short podcast about your connections to the built environment of Denver. I'm Sam Pike, your host. Carol works in circulation of the library, but like most librarians, her job touches many lives in unexpected ways. Library buildings can act as places of learning, acceptance, and even refuge. Let's walk a mile in the shoes of a person who makes the library such a safe, special place to be.
My name is Carol Durst, and I am a circulation security clerk here at Blair Caldwell. I've been here for about almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in March.
I feel like a common misconception of a library is that it's just a place for books. So, what happens here?
It's so much. This one's different and, like you said, unique because we have the research library. It's an African American studies library, and then we have our museum here. So we have so much going on. A lot of the libraries or branches have our community space that we rent out, but ours, it's just crazy busy.
And what's kind of entailed in your role here?
Like I said, I do circulation, so I do a lot of the front desk stuff, checking in books, checking out books, getting people cards, minor research if I can help out. Mm-hmm. And then I also am the safety part where I make sure everything is, you know, people are doing what they were supposed to be doing and following the library policy and trying to keep it safe here too.
Yeah. So when you think back over your years of working in the different libraries of Denver, what are the stories that kind of stand out to you of like, this is why this is what I do?
Even coming here, just the homeless population, I've kind of found myself like a liaison between our social workers who are at Central, and a lot of people don't have the ability to call them or even walk that far down to the main.
Totally, because it's at least a mile,
it's probably 2 miles, I would think. Okay. And some do. Some, you know, they're all over Denver, but some of them don't. And so
the housing and food is right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's quite a trek if it's cold or super hot even.
Exactly. So they meet here the second Tuesday of each month. But of course, people have needs 24/7. So totally. When we're open, if somebody comes in, I don't know, I guess I've just become that person where people say, oh, go talk to Carol. I mean, we all try to help, but I took on that role. So I've been a big part of putting together packets, clothing packets, food packets, shelter stuff that just has information on there about local places that they can go for shelter and for food and things like that. And then also I'll hop on the phone or send out an email, quick email to our caseworkers. When people are in need, they come in, they seem kind of down. Even if they don't approach me, I try and maybe talk to them. Mm-hmm. If I see that they're approachable, and, you know, try to find out what's going on and see if we as a library can help. And then I will, like I said, I'll contact them and see if one of their liaisons can't come as soon as possible to meet with them.
Wow. That's a really critical role. And it's so unofficial.
Yeah. I mean, it is, but I'm happy to do that because there's been some pretty big cases where I had a young lady who was, I think she was about 21, and she had this gorgeous little baby, and they were homeless. Oh. And I mean, there were days where I'd go home and just, it would really hurt because she would tell me stories about, you know, sleeping in the rain. And another circulation clerk and myself, one day she just had enough and she was gonna drop off her baby at the fire station. And we were like, please don't do that. You know, let's see what we can do. And we called around and we found some place that would definitely take her and the baby because she had such a little, you know, little child.
Yeah.
They would definitely take her. And I've seen her here and there and I don't really know what's going on. I think the baby's with her mother, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of sad. It's good and it's sad at the same time. But just to know the baby's safe, you know, and she's still working on trying to get, you know, get a place and to get a job. But it just, hearing some of the stories, you just wonder like why there aren't better resources here in Colorado. And it is hard because the homeless population seems to rise every year. So
and then it's it takes a lot of planning to put infrastructure to help folks.
Exactly.
So
you understand on the one hand, but on the other hand, you're very sympathetic to the situation. And it's like, why can't we do better than this?
it seems so weird that in the midst of such prosperity, there's so much want.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, Carol, thanks for all the work that you do here.
Well, thank you.
As, you know, all things information and human related. It's just, this is an epicenter.
Yeah.
And you're one of the epicenter people.
Oh, thanks.
So thank you.
Thank you.
If These Walls Could Talk is brought to you by Denver Architecture Foundation and the Denver Public Library. Editing by Josh Wright and Erica Prather. Our portable cardboard recording booth was designed and built by Extra Vitamins. The Blair Caldwell African American Research Library hosted us this year. If you have questions or comments, please reach out. You can contact us by emailing hello@denverarchitecture.org. And I'm Sam Pike, your host. Thank you for listening.